It sounds funny, but you know, the Bible actually used a method called casting lots, which in many ways is kind of like drawing straws. But the difference here is that, you know, they would pray and fast over the decision and then use this tool that was used many times throughout Scripture by godly people to help decide things, such as who would replace Judas, you know, as the 12th disciple. The choice was usually between the best two options, and they, you know, they just couldn't choose. So so basically in that kind of situation, two equally godly men, for instance, to replace Judas. So, well, which one? So they cast lots. And then think of Jonah. You know, God used lots to help reveal that Jonah was responsible for the trouble that they were in on that ship. And then, you know, of course, to be tossed overboard. It's an interesting thing to use for sure. I mean, like the ancient practice of casting lots would actually be the same today as, like, say, well, as you mentioned, throwing dice or flipping a coin that we commonly use today. In ancient times, they actually used varying means to cast lots, depending on the place and local customs.
Yeah.
So everything from coins to polished sticks, cards, dice, and so on. So in many ways, I guess casting, you know, casting lots is kind of like drawing straws in a sense today. But I would say, you know, if you're going to use a method like that, make sure you're praying about it first. You're not just doing it haphazardly.
Yeah, I think it's such an interesting discussion because I hear things even like, or read things rather in the Bible, like, you know, sacred lots, like to cast sacred lots and all these different things. And I always wondered, I was like, what in the world is this? So are you saying it's more like, okay, so we prayed about it. These are the two best answers. So we're using our minds as well.
Yep.
And then it's like, okay, is it just a chance thing? Or do you think God was involved in the way that these lots fell?
Well, definitely in the Bible, you see God has been involved. I mean, like, he was involved in the decision for who was the 12th disciple.
Yep.
He was involved in the decision as to who got the lot to kind of out Jonah, you know, basically, hey, this is the guy.
Yeah.
You know, God had a hand in it. So I would say in those type of situations where we're casting lots or, I don't know, drawing straws, whatever, we're praying over it and we, you know, just leave it into God's hand to come out with the outcome. That is a biblical approach.
Interesting there.